In today's Mishnah, it's been the third and fourth Mishnah, the fourth parak in the Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, Hamocher et habayit. If someone sells a house, the question is, what is included as part of that sale? The Mishnah says, anything that serves the house that is fixed. So that would be Macher et hadelet, who would obviously sell, the door would go along with the sale. Haval lo et hamafteach, but not the key, because it is something that's not fixed, rather it is mitaltel, it is movable. Macher et hamachteshet hakavua. He would have sold the mortar that is fixed to the ground, but not one that is portable or movable. Itzrobal refers to the bottom part of a mill that is fixed to the ground, which is the hopper into which one places the produce in order to grind it. Another understanding is that's actually the container to which the ground wheat or the flour actually pours into. Let's continue. V'loata tanor v'tikirayim, but not an oven or a stove, because those things are movable. However, bezmancha amaralo, if the person selling the house says, hu v'chol masha b'tocha, I'm selling everything and everything that is contained in it, we say, hare kulan mechurin. Then everything that are tashmishe habay, that are used for the house, for example, like these ovens in the mill and various other things mentioned in the Mishnah, whether they are kvuim, whether they are mitaltel, or they're movable, that would be then sold along with the house. Let's continue. Hamocher tachatzer. If someone's selling a chatzer, chatzer refers to a courtyard. The idea then would be he would have machar habatim, would have sold all the houses that are open to it as well. So the understanding of the chatzer, according to the first opinion, is this more like the project, the entire site. Borot, it would also include the borot sichin or marot. As we mentioned, these are the either a hole or a trench or a small a cave into which generally they were used for storing water. Aval lo et hamitaltelim, but none of the tashmishei bayit, like we mentioned the previous mishnah, that are mitaltel, that are movable. However, as man shamar lo, if he said, I'm selling this chatzer and everything that is contained in it, hare kulam mechorin, everything would be sold along with it. Very similar to the way explained in the previous mishnah. However, the mishnah, when it comes to a chatzer, says, bein kach ubein kach, whether he just sold the chatzer stam, or whether he said, hi v'chol masha patucha, it would still not include lo machar, lo atamerchatz, lo atabetabad, shebatocha. If this chatzer also happened to have a bathhouse or a press, an olive press, in that situation, it would not be included. Why? Because generally a chatzer does not include a bathhouse or a betabad, and therefore is not assumed to be considered part of the sale. We have a dissenting opinion, and that is the opinion of Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says, no, hamocher et hachatzer, if someone says, I'm selling you a chatzer, he's selling him exactly that. Lo machar el avir shel chatzer. He's just selling him that space that is called a chatzer. And it would not include any of the houses, holes, cisterns, or anything that is within the chatzer itself. However, Kati here said, halach is not like Rabbi Akiva, so the understanding of a chatzer is like the Tanakama, that it refers to the entire, if you like, site or project, including the houses. Those are the Mishnah today.